I could care less. For all intensive purposes, I nipped it in the butt. It's one and the same. There's a statute of limitations on that. I'm giving you leeway. Hey, what are you guys' opinion on this? Irregardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, it's been a little over a month, and I got to tell you, I've missed you. I've missed being on this thing. As a matter of fact, I'm still not overly prepared. That's, you know, something I'll get into that in just a moment. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways tonight. One, through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site. I'm constantly updating the calendar. And the website might go through some renovations, hopefully soon. The second way you can listen is if you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com. And then you can sign on using a Facebook address. And then you can be part of our live chat. And the third way you can listen, and I'm actually setting that up right now. Let's see if I can do this right without it. I think it's working. I never know. I'm trying to do a Facebook Live. I can't wait to get through the Happening Now monologue, because I'll tell you about everything that's freaking going on. Apparently it is going on. So let's see this. So that's the third way, I guess. You can listen to me via Facebook Live, because that's I'm broadcasting through Facebook Live right now. And the fourth way is if you cannot listen live, because that's how I do all my shows, you can listen to the slightly edited for time broadcast version of the show available through Google Play, iTunes, and now iHeartRadio. So wherever, I have to change the whole thing, wherever podcasts are listened to, I guess. So that's a good thing. All right. I cannot wait. It's been so long, so I'm going to bring you up to speed about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And let's just start this the right way, okay? As you may or may not know, I have had some intense problems with computers. So, a lot. I have a laptop, and I love my laptop. It's a MacBook, and I bought an iMac Pro. I think it's just over a couple years now. Maybe it's a year and a half, or, you know. And they're very expensive, by the way. These are not fun toys for me. These are kind of expensive. So I got an iMac, and of course, I use older software. I use Creative Suite 3, CS4, actually, which came out in like 2009. And I still want to use it because I paid for it. And I want to use it forever because I paid for it. But because the Mac system always changes what they do, they change their software to the point where nothing will work. I have had massive problems. So after much description, much deliberation, I decided to wipe the iMac completely. But before that, I did a smart thing. I backed it up, which I'm supposed to do. You're always supposed to back up your computer. If you don't do it, everybody, do it. Back it up. Just plug in an extra hard drive. Hard drives are so cheap now. You can get a 2 terabyte for like $30. It's ridiculous. back up your hard drive. I did that. I backed up the hard drive because I'm like, okay, if there's any programs I need or software or music or files, I got them. I got them. And I did that. I backed it all up like a good little boy. And then what I did is I wiped the computer. And then after I wiped the computer, I had some glitches. And then I rewiped the computer. Now, of course, these are not, you know, I can say it very fast. But what if you've ever tried to install a hard drive or install a new operating system, it takes, I don't know, forever. So that's what I did. And I had some glitches and I redid it and I redid it. So what happened is in that process, after I backed up the backup and then the backup, something happened where the backup got deleted. The original backup, my original backup. I even backed up my laptop. I'm like, I'm going to back up the laptop. I'm going to put everything on the laptop. I'm going to do all this. And I did. But I lost so much. When I tell you I've lost information, I lost movies that I had on my computer. And not movies that I can't download from bad websites, because those aren't going anywhere, everybody. I had movies that I, you know, paid for, and movies that I had DVDs, and I got rid of the DVDs and I ripped the DVDs. So I had and music and then all my files for editing movies, like the movies that I've done, the clips, the videos, stand up, commercials, things I've done for other people. Gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So as this all happens, I'm thinking, oh, you know, when you lose, it's like, I hate losing things. That's my thing. I absolutely hate losing things. So me losing something is god awful. It feels like the absolute worst. And then I started going, well, what are you going to do? I literally said, what are you going to do? I mean, there's nothing you can do. You just, you know, and then I went, is it really that bad that I lost the things that I lost? And I went, no, because some of them are recoverable and some of them weren't. I, you know, they were just taking up space. And but I lost a shite ton. Oh, what is this? Oh, I got so many people. Yeah, here's the thing. I'm trying to see. I've got my IMAX. See, now I got everything running. That's the thing. I've got everything running. The IMAX running like a well-oiled, like a, what are they, a Swiss clock. It's running like a, well, no, it's made in China. So it's made like an oppressed clock. Too soon. Anyway. it's running great. So what I got is Facebook Live going out on the iMac. So if you're watching the video, you actually see a promo I did. I'm not doing a video. You won't see anything moving. So don't think anything's wrong. I just haven't done the video, because essentially the iMac is positioned in such a way that it would show my ass. That's it. I would break it, but the thing is, if you stop it at this point, you can't undo it. It's fucking whatever. Whatever, whatever. So that's the tech stuff. So as a result, I've had to cultivate all my music, and the music was all glitched up, and I've lost, you know, you lose information, and then it's weird how things kind of, some things go and some things stay, but I lost, you know, album titles and things like that, and just, but I'm back. I wish. And I see, here's the thing. I've almost put everything up in like, so I can just retrieve it instantly. Like if I type in I'm back, it doesn't come up. But if I type in back, it might. Yes. Yeah, I want you back. Here we go. No. That's the wrong back. That's the wrong back. Here, let's just go to the end. Although, I'm back. I'm just back. That's all. I'm guessing I'm back. I had all those sound bites, and some of them have gone, and blah blah blah. So, but mostly I'm up. But that's the whole thing. I'm not entirely prepped for this show, even though I haven't been on for over a month. I've been literally almost every single day. What's this? Oh, Tom, baby got back. Hey, Tom. Yeah, here's the thing. And I've got one window open because I got a Raku and the Raku is taking up my monitor. So I've got everything coming out of one, you know, I don't know, one computer. So, but let's go over what's been happening as far as the weather. It's been unbelievably weird. Warm February. Everybody expected it's going to be the coldest, snowiest January. Get a clue. Get a clue, everybody. Yeah, there's no such thing as climate change, really. There's only climate change in the Northeast and, you know, the rest of the world. That's all. But it has been warm, but we are going to get some rain and maybe a little snow and things like that. So hopefully the weather will be a little, you know, agreeable. But yeah, I don't want to get too much down that road. Valentine's Day was last month. We missed the show. I usually love to do the love show, the Valentine's Day show. My wife and I, we decided we were going to do some really sweet things for each other. This damn groundhog. My wife and I figured we were going to do some nice things for each other. So she got me a card, and I got her. I don't remember what I got her. I usually get flowers sometimes. I always like to get her flowers. But she bought herself flowers, which is fine. And I, you know, my thing is, why would you rip these poor flowers out of the ground and then watch them die slowly? We should do this. You could do the same thing with people. Just, here you go. I gathered up six people and I put them in a vase for you. And they're sitting there going, are you going to feed us? Well, you're in water, asshole. So figure it out. And today is Ash Wednesday.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. See this? This is my boomstick!
But Ash Wednesday, here's the thing. Now, yesterday was Fat Tuesday, and Ash Wednesday, it begins Lent, essentially. So what are we going to give up? What am I going to give up for Lent? Now, the whole thing about Lent is you're supposed to give up something that you really enjoy, and you're supposed to give it up. You clearly gave up giving flowers. But Ash Wednesday is today. What do I want to give up for Lent? Now, what do I really like? That's the thing. What do I really enjoy that I could give up to show I have humility? Which, here's the thing. There's things that I do that I'd love to give up. I bite my nails. I'm a constant biter. I got a little OCD, a little touch of it. I think everybody's got some semblance of it. I don't think I'm on any kind of, you know, list or spectrum, or I don't need to be medicated for it. But certainly I'm OCD. And I'm going to try to not bite my nails from now until Easter, which I think would be good. The other thing, at one point I gave up swearing. So now we'd have to figure out exactly what is a swear. Is it you just can't say? See, now I'm even thinking I want to do that. Now, I may just give up the harsh ones, you know, the seven bad ones, you know, according to George. But there's a couple things. Lent, I think, is just about reflectiveness. So I'm going to try to be better, I guess. Maybe I'm going to try to negotiate more. But it's hard because I'm working. It's, you know, here's the thing. And work has really picked up. And swearing in my act isn't necessary, but sometimes swearing is necessary. But I've been working. I've been doing some acting classes with my wife, a couple of those. So, you know, giving up stuff, I'm just bringing stuff into my life. So it's hard to kind of do both. And I've been writing. I even wrote Writing Like an MF. See, I'm trying to be better. I wrote it in the show prep. It says Writing Like MF. like AMF. Not AMF. It's A and then M, whatever. You get it. You understand what I'm trying to say. I should just say it. So I'm bringing so much stuff into my life. I'm actually helping a friend put together a sitcom. And we're writing some dialogue and some stuff like that. So I'm constantly bringing more and more in life. So I'm trying to think, what can I actually give up? And I think giving up is just, what can I give up? Well, definitely biting the nails. I think I can give that up without too much of a thing. Swearing, I will curb. And eating meat on Friday, I don't get you know, I always mess it up. I had to have breakfast and I'm like, oh, I forgot. It's Lent. It's Lent. I should just know. But whatever. So I hope whatever you give up is well worth it. I hope whatever you give up is a meaningful pursuit. And let's see, what else? Last night, it's an election year, guys. Between the State of the Union address last month and you know something, let's just do it. Welcome to the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
So the debates were last night. The debates. The Democratic debates. They had two debates so far. The first one was, and this is going to be hard without swearing. The first debate was a no holds barred, craptastic fist fight of epic proportion. Last night was just ugly. It's just ugly. Here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, he looked good. She looked good. Everybody. No, they all look terrible to me. I understand you got to kind of attack your opponent. But a lot of it was just not true. I mean, you know, I get it. We're living in an era of
alternate facts.
I get it. But clearly, when are the adults coming back home? I mean, the babysitter is clearly making out with her boyfriend in the living room, and the kids are upstairs causing havoc. Can we just figure out? And I got to say, my wife is actually, she watches the debate. I would never watch one, but my wife watches it, and as a result, I have to watch it for comic relief. And last night was... Actually, it was interesting. I mean, I shouldn't say a couple of the candidates, but I would say one candidate. I don't want to say anybody in particular because one candidate was actually pretty good, but then, you know, they were okay. And the other ones were just sparring, just not even sparring. And against Mike Bloomberg, I think Bernie is sucking the life out of him. Michael Bloomberg is very even keeled and everything is, and he's got no inflection. Here's the thing. I do some of the bits on this radio show and I use software that's online, like talking these artificial voices like a Siri or an Alexa or something like that. Here, I'm going to screw everybody's house. Alexa, play Radio Regardless. So, and what it is the voice kind of talks very weird with a strange intonation. And it's Michael Bloomberg. Does anyone want to know what the phrase "Mike will get it done" means? No. Your explanation is boring me. And Bernie, oh my God. He's got a lot of fire, man. But I'll tell you this. Why does Bernie, and I hate to do this on my own show.
That's it, Bernie.
Here, I'll lower the mic.
This is Bernie. Bernie yells into the microphone. He talks way too close to it.
He's insane. He's like, I know he thinks he can't hear anything. Maybe that's why he's yelling all the time. I don't know. Oh. And we haven't even gotten to the man in the White House. Good jikes. Good luck, everybody. Good luck. So now that I have your undivided attention, here's what I'm going to do. I want to play a quick game with you guys. We haven't played in a while. And since we have a lot of people on Mixler, we're going to play a quick game with you guys. It's Sounds Like Sex to Me. (Laughs) So Sounds Like Sax to Me is a game where I play you a saxophone solo, and you have to guess the band and the song. In the 80s, actually for a long time, for the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they played saxophones in song. They had saxophone solos. And now not so much. Maybe every once in a while, but not a lot. So what I would like to do... Oh, no, 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 no. Don't hit that yet. Don't hit that yet. So here's what I'm going to do. We have three songs. And if you know it, just type it in. And here's the thing. On Mixler, you guys will listen to a slight delay. Let's see. Will someone please take away Grandpa Bernie's keys before he drives to the White House into a wall? I didn't know which one was the gas and which one was the brake. But I'll tell you who does. Billionaires. Like... Every word out of his mouth is billionaires are taking more than they should. And just answer the question, Bernie. Just answer the question. Anyway, no, it wasn't. I'll tell you who it was. It's my brother's. See, I kind of glitched something. But here's what it is. I'm going to play you a, let's see, how long is the first one? First one's real tight. It's only 18 seconds. Here we go. That is a tough one. That is a tough. But you know, I didn't even know it until I accidentally heard it in my travels. Like as I'm cleaning up my iTunes, I found it, and I don't think anybody's gonna get it. Walk the Dinosaur. No, Walk the Dinosaur. We did already. Yeah, Walk the Dinosaur was. Let's see, where is it? Yeah, this was Walk the Dinosaur. So you're close. So Walk the Dinosaur was part of the Sounds Like Sax to Me, but not that particular song. I'll play it one more time for you. Go. Oh, the whistle in the middle may give you some help. Oh my God. My brother got it right. Yes, it is. We are the best shuffling crew. Shuffling up and down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff on everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle. Yikes. Yes, that was, I can't even believe that. Isn't that the weird thing? The funny thing is they played the Patriots. I think they played the Patriots, didn't they? I don't even know at that point. But yes, Chris got it right. Let's see. The Bears. Yes, the Bears. You got it before the whistle. Very nice. So, because Chris got that right, let me give him something funny.
You know this game sucks, man.
Yes. So there's the first one. Now. This one's going to be a little trickier. Where are you? Okay, this one's tough. Yes, they crushed the Patriots. Oh, yeah, they did. This one's sad. It's a sad one. It's only 13 seconds. It's really tricky. Really tricky. I'll play it again. Any idea? We've got tonight. No, no. I'll play it one more time. Oh, it's a great breakup song. I'll just tell you that. It's no idea. It is tough. I don't think anybody's going to get this one, but it was one of, actually, I loved it. And fortunately, in the the late 80s, early 90s, there was a lot of pain involved in my life. So nobody got it.
Okay, moving on.
And this is the song, you might not remember it, but it was a band called Moving Pictures. And the song was called... Nobody's
changed.
Nobody's You'll get it right now.
And I'm feeling
Tom Berry. I love it. And it's one of those songs that never ends. It's like
what about me?
Even my 85 Tornado crying.
What about me?
All right. Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving on.
All right, let's just move on. All right. Now, of course, the last one, this is going to be tricky. Fun 80s. Now, I accidentally played a little, like it was just a teaser and didn't mean to do it. So there might be a little bit of a little advantage there, but I'll play it one more time. 17 seconds. Yep, Chris got it. It's your cousin, Marvin Ashley. Remember that mediocre sound you want to listen to? That's Rick Ashley, and it does always. Come on.
She wants to dance with me, cause I hold her so tight next to me.
The thing about Rick Ashley is, even in the mid-80s, with all these songs, and they all kind of sounded the same, they were just fun. They were just, you know what this is? This is top down or the T-tops off, the windows down, driving down the beach, and just, Night at the Roxbury head wave. You know what I mean? Yeah, she wants to dance with me. She just go, all right, that was She Wants to Dance with Me by Rick Ashley. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our first and only break. Oh, should I play it? Oh, I was going to play this. Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a longer break. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a couple, because we missed a good holiday. I'm going to play a little bit of a long break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be this current weekend. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
For all its popularity, history doesn't give us any guarantees as to the origins of Valentine's Day. But we do know it contains vestiges of the early Christian church and ancient Rome. The association between mid-February and romance goes back to a pagan festival known as Lupercalia.
Lupus, could you go somewhere else while I'm eating? You make me sick.
Likely honoring either Lupa, the she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus.
Good morning, Miss Nelly.
Or Faunus, their god of fertility.
Did you ring Fawn Leibowitz for me?
Fawn Leibowitz?
The festivities began with an animal sacrifice. Then the ritualistic slapping of young women with strips of the animal's skin and blood to bestow fertility for the coming year.
I don't need to be spanked. I'm a good girl.
I've been spanked. I'm not into it, but I asked for it at the time.
In the 5th century, perhaps in an effort to Christianize the pagan festival, Pope Gelasius declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. As for the real St. Valentine, there were reportedly several canonized by the church. Legend has it that one St. Valentine, a defiant Roman priest, lived during the 3rd century AD under Emperor Claudius II.
Make your mind up to it, Claudius. For good or ill, they've made you emperor. If you don't accept, you won't survive.
Father Valentine defied the emperor, continuing to marry young lovers in secret. The emperor eventually caught on to the priest's actions, arrested him, and sentenced him to death. The story continues that the condemned Father Valentine fell in love with his jailer's daughter. On February 14th, the day he was executed, it is said he passed the young girl a note. It was signed, "From Your Valentine."
Today is Valentine's Day.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History. Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
How to understand the meaning of Lent. The season of Lent is a time for sacrifice and reflection as the church waits to celebrate the resurrection of Christ from the cross.
I'll be back.
Learn the history and tradition behind the celebration. You will need a sacrifice and prayer.
I'm bad, and that's good. I will never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me.
Lent is a time meant to reflect the 40 days that Jesus wandered and fasted in the desert.
You live in a fucking desert! Nothing grows out here!
The color purple is often used as it is a mourning color to signify Christ's suffering.
You will never forget The Color Purple, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Celebrate Ash Wednesday. Crosses are marked on the foreheads of members of the church using ashes to remind parishioners of their mortality.
We can hug and die!
Lent is a time of reflection meant to draw you closer to your relationship with God.
Oh, God! Oh, yes! 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 Oh! 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 Oh, God! Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And it's been a fun show, everybody. So let me tell you where I'm going to be this upcoming weekend. Tomorrow night, Thursday, and Friday, I actually have both nights off. But I've been getting a lot of last-minute requests and things like that. So I've been, you know, jumping in the car at like 4:30 and then zipping up for a gig. So just check the calendar. That'll be good. But if not, I may have a couple nights off, which might be kind of good. But Saturday night, I'll be down in Warwick, Rhode Island, doing a fundraiser at the Valley Country Club. And then Sunday, I've got another acting class I think I'm actually doing. Not sure, you know. Hey, guy's kind of in the know. Everybody wants me. Everybody wants me. They, no, not everybody wants me. So as always, if you want to be a guest, or leave a question, a comment, email radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. We'll be back in March. I'm shooting for the 18th. Have a good couple weeks, everybody. See you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. Thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners, for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, testing, one, two, three.